Well, based on your experience with these creatures, do they talk to people at all? Do they make any sounds?
No, the only one, which could just be a legend, was the first story about Big Bob and the Little Man. He was a trapper. I don't want to get into it all and tell them all about the stories, and then they won't buy the book.
You can tell us a few stories.
Yeah, he was trapping, and he heard this screaming, and he saw a little man about 2 feet high and 1 foot in his trap. So he reached down, opened up the trap, grabbed him with one hand, and picked him up. Now, here's an uneducated mountain man, and his statement was, as he was holding the little man, and he was yelling, he said he could feel his body, but there was no weight. No weight at all.
Well, maybe because he was just that light. Is that possible?
If somebody else was in the woods and would see this at the same time, would he see Big Bob holding a little man, or would he be there just talking to his hand? See?
Good point. Good point.
So that's the only time I heard of one actually talking or yelling. And the other one was the fellow who heard voices in the forest, and they were talking in a foreign language. If he would have told me they were talking in English, I would have said, well, you know, I kind of doubt it, you know. But he said they were talking in a foreign language and pushing each other around like having an argument, and they took off through the woods, and he followed them until he lost them.
Where do we think they got their clothes, if they're earthbound?
They look like a canvas or a leather, a real light leather or a kind of a canvas material.
Animal?
Could be. They could have killed a small animal, like a raccoon or something. They could have skinned it and used part of their skin.
Right.
But they always seem to be kind of a dark green or a combination of a dirty gray and a green. There's no bright colors, no reds or yellows or things like that. And I've talked to people in Tucson here, you know, and they said, oh, a friend told me years ago that they were up someplace around Maine and driving down the road, and they saw two little people run across in front of the lights and disappeared. He says that they weren't young deer, they weren't raccoons, they weren't chipmunks, they were just little people.
Well, and the hair color, red?
Usually gray. Of course, most of them that I've seen, this is the odd part about it, most of them that I've seen seem to be middle-aged men. The only young one was a story called The Picnic, where he was stealing fruit, and the boy was going through the woods there looking for a ball he lost, and he said, hey, that's our fruit. And he was a young guy with no beard, with a strange pack on his back, and he grabbed an armful of fruit and took off through the woods.
How do people make up stories like that, Ron? They sound real.
That's it. If these are made up, all those people should go to Hollywood and become writers for science fiction and horror movies.
Absolutely. I mean, who would think that the thing would steal fruit? I mean, that...
Right. Mm-hmm. So this just goes on and on and on. And up in Washington, where I come from, it's usually Bigfoot and maybe one or two lake monsters in Lake Washington. And down here, like you say, it's usually ghosts of padres and ghosts of different outlaws guarding their ill-gotten gold. And up in New York, we have the little people. And the editor of the paper, he said the same thing to me years later, like the fellow at the general store. He says, Ron, more things go on up here you could shake a stick at. But they never appear in a national paper. It's usually in the paper in
the locals.
In the local paper, you know.
Exactly. Are these creatures friendly?
There's been a few stories of a few of them being a little hostile, but most of them just look at you, smile, and take off. I can't remember which the story was. One showed a little hostility. I don't remember. It was 34.
Do they attack, or this was defending themselves?
It's just their actions. But no one has ever been attacked by one. No one has ever grabbed one. So it just goes on as folklore until one of them is captured, and I doubt that'll ever happen.
I wonder if old Tom Thumb was one of these people.
No, he was just had that growth, that disease. I can't remember what his name is.
With the pituitary?
Something like that. It prevents them from growing. But that's just natural. Some grow 7 feet high, some grow a foot and a half. You know, it's all in their genes.
Has anybody ever captured these creatures, these little people, on film?
No, not yet. For some reason, they never have a camera ready. They're just minding their own business, going down a street, walking through a forest, and all of a sudden, boom, it's there for maybe 5 or 6 seconds and gone. So no one has actually got a picture. Maybe someone has. It could be going on to this day up there, but a lot of people, you know, they don't want to be laughed at by their neighbors, so they keep it to themselves. You'd have to go up there and just stake out a place where the activity is and hide yourself in camouflage clothes and set up a camera and just wait, and you might wait a lifetime.
Now, could these creatures be gnomes, the gnomes that we have grown to love?
Might be, because, let's see now, I'm trying to look at the globe. If you go up to Maine and follow the parallel line around, it almost goes to England and Scotland, like all of a certain parallel there.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
But these are completely different than the ones over in Ireland. They have the little people there, but they got the gnomes and the wood imps and things and the fairies and things like that.
What is the most in terms of the population that people have seen? How many?
Well, in the story of the enchantment, this woman saw this strange tree with these blossoms on it. And she sat underneath it, had some lunch, drank some water, and drifted off to sleep. And in her sleep, before this happened, let me back up, she heard this giggling of hundreds of little tiny voices way out in the woods, and she thought they were birds. Well, in her subconscious state that she was in, she saw these little people coming around her, touching her finger and running off and starting to laugh, gathering these little blossoms that had fallen from the tree. When she woke up, she noticed all the blossoms were gone, and she heard that giggling out in the woods and got real scared and took off. Same thing as treasure hunting. You find something, you try and go back, you can't find it. She came back in a week. She found a spring where she filled her canteen. She could not find that tree, and there was no other tree like it in the whole area. So what happened to her? She was on drugs, just minding her business, hiking.
Has anybody ever reported one of these things having a little baby?
No.
Okay.
And very few are seen as the female. Like if she was half asleep, she remembered that half of them were male and half of them were female of different ages. But mostly it's little guys. Maybe they keep the women at home, and they're the ones out running around.
Where do you think they live? In caves and huge tree trunks? Where?
I figure tree trunks or caves. Though in that country is a lot of granite and not much lava. Down here we have a lot of lava, and there's lots of caves all over the place. But they could be living underground in certain sections, and or they come out from another dimension, like the fellow who was walking home. I think
could,
that's the title.
Could they be, Ron, could they be extraterrestrial visitors?
Not dressed like that.
Too shabby?
Beat up looking clothes and a beard, long hair, you know, to crush them.
It was a long flight from their planet, maybe, huh?
Right. This one fellow was walking home in a moonlit night, and he saw a glow coming from inside the woods. He figured the moon was shining off a piece of aluminum or something.
Yeah.
But he stopped, and he got curious, and he walked out there, and he said he saw this glow. It was like all kind of a half dome, and it was kind of a greenish-blue color. And as he stood there watching it, he saw two little people appear, and he jumped behind the bushes. They spotted him, jumped back in, and disappeared.